Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Bulldogs, Blue Devils, Boilermakers, Orange Ramblers, Red Raiders, Tigers and Aggies and Wolverines. Each and every bracket on the planet blown to smithereens. The Sweet 16.
How about them Retrievers? Well, they lost yesterday, but... somebody posted on Facebook that their uniforms look like Teen Wolf.
Yeah, they look just like them.
They were exactly the same.
Yes.
And they had that shooting guard. It was pretty hairy, too. So when you looked at him.
The one with the Teen Wolf 1. Teen Wolf 2 should have never been made.
Bateman? No.
No. And I love him.
He didn't play. It was a different sport, right? Was it boxing or something?
I don't even know.
That
I don't
one.
Even know if I
think you're
saw
right.
It.
Or wrestling. It was something like that.
Yeah.
Ew, wrestling.
We'll do some research.
With a Teen Wolf. That can't be fun.
Guys are like, I quit. And that's the whole movie.
Yeah, so I'm sure that, I mean, it's ridiculous. We're going to talk more about the NCAA and all the stuff that happened over the weekend. Plus, Little Caesars, you picked the wrong year to do your free lunch combo. But we'll give you the date on that and some other little factoids from this weekend about the tournament. Because I think a lot of people, even though if they're not college basketball fans, they still fill out a bracket and play in their office.
Mm-hmm.
And we all did. I made many mistakes on mine, I realized, over the weekend. Like, I didn't fill in a lot of things.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you didn't even fill them in?
Well, I have a couple of things that I didn't do, and I'll tell you about it. We'll do it like at 6:10 this morning. But besides that, all week long, we have tickets for you to go to Busch Stadium to see Sam Hunt and Luke Bryan. I'm sure Luke Bryan would prefer his name first. I just said it opposite. I like to give them both proper credit. We on the show play more Sam Hunt than Luke Bryan. But yeah, we have those tickets, that concert's at Busch Stadium this summer, August 25th. Tickets go on sale, I think, this Friday at 10 a.m. But when we tell you, B18th caller, you'll win those tickets. Also today, there's some new candles that Bath & Body Works are offering. I'll tell you about that. I took a test on Friday, and I would like the rest of the show to take it sometime today off the air.
Is it What's Your Favorite Reba Song?
No, everyone knows that's fancy. No, I took an IQ test.
Oh.
And I thought we could all take it. Wow. I got bored halfway through and started just guessing. And I will reveal my IQ, but I thought it'd be fun if we all took it.
Okay.
I'm in.
I didn't realize an IQ test had so many number things in it. You know, numbers give me...
You mean a math? Is that what you mean when you say number things?
Not really math. No, like more sequins and...
Sequins?
Like sequins, like if... Like, they give you a bunch of numbers, and then they tell you, they say one of these is wrong in the sequence.
Sequence. Flashy things on dresses.
Yes.
And what was your IQ?
It wasn't good. Which is why I only stayed at Mizzou for about a year and a half.
But we're not even sure about that number, to be honest.
It's true. Listen, I think I would make it better, at least 2 years, if I was going to lie. But I thought you guys could all take it. We could see.
I can't wait.
Yeah. How we stack up as a show and our smarts. Obviously, you know, I did not do well. Weather-wise today, it's chilly this morning. It was really cold Saturday for St. Patrick's Day. If you were outside, if you were inside, it was fine. But so many bars are packed on St. Patty's Day. But today, cloudy, windy, good chance of rain with some fog this morning, and then a high of 52. And then tomorrow, chance for showers and a high of 48. Looks like we are ramping up, though, into the 50s Wednesday through Friday. But Lance does not like to do weather too far in advance because it's not true.
I will say this, though. You know, I looked at my phone last night, looked at the extended forecast, and I know I say all this all the time. I don't put any faith in any forecast more than 6 hours from now. The only, or I should say, the next sunny day in St. Louis. Want to guess when it is, according to the forecast?
Oh, boy.
Sunday?
March 31st.
What?
Yes.
Now, whoa, this says March. This says Wednesday, mostly sunny.
The thing, I went for anything that said mostly sunny or sunny. And the first one, again, this is, you know, my proof of why I don't believe long-term forecasts. The first one was March 31st. So it's like, hey, great, 2 weeks of ick.
Yes. Yeah. And that's how it's been. Yeah. That's how it was Saturday. Yep. Right now, it is 41, and here is Lance with another look at your traffic.
Sponsored by Dell on westbound 44. You've got fewer lanes and narrow.
Y98 with the Courtney and Company show. Jen taking a little spring break with her family. She's in a lot better weather than we are. Fort Myers, I believe she is. She took the Allegiant Airlines.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Before they start charging for parking. That's got a lot of people upset if you live over in Illinois. But yeah, I mean, it's a great, the flights are so inexpensive.
On Allegiant, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you do have to fly on Sundays and Thursdays, I think. But if you're staying for a full week, it doesn't matter.
Right. Yeah, I got to look into that. I'm going to Fort Convey in a few weeks.
Fort Convey?
She's going to Fort Myers.
No.
Well, it's early, it's Monday.
It was pretty good, actually. Thank you. And that is her fake name.
I know.
Okay. But it's still really good. did anybody do anything for St. Pat's Day?
I did a little a family party with our friend Greg Warren.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, hey.
And it was great. It was packed. So he had, like, his parents' friends were there, and then he's got two brothers, so all three of them had a bunch of friends there, and it was packed. They made... Greg bakes pretty good cookies. Have you guys ever tasted?
Oh, he brought some cookies in for us.
It's pretty impressive, and he's really, really proud of them. Like, I took two steps in the door, and he shoved a shamrock cookie in my face.
I like the other sides to people that you know.
I know.
And that he's a baker.
He's a state champion wrestler and a cookie baker.
That's right. Mm. Kevin, what about you? How did the Berghoff celebrate St. Patty's Day?
It's funny. We didn't do much at all. And, you know, Sarah and I talked about maybe popping. We have a Guinness. We have one Guinness in the freezer. That we were like, hey, let's
in the freezer?
It's in the outside fridge, so it's in that area.
So it's not in the freezer.
It's not in the freezer, okay. No, because then it would have really been like, wait, we got to wait till this to thaw. But it was like, we forgot about it and just kind of moved on, you know.
Wow.
Well, maybe next year.
Maybe.
Great story. Lance, what about you?
Libby and I went down to McGurk's on Saturday. Got there, I guess it was about 11:30 or so, and stayed around till probably about 5.
Wow.
Just packed?
It was pretty crowded when we got there. And then when we left, yes, packed. There was a line to get in.
Yeah.
A lot of people coming from either downtown or Dogtown or wherever. I heard Uber fares were very expensive on Saturday.
Oh, with the, what do they call that? The surge pricing?
Oh, yeah. Someone said they took one 9 miles and it was like $100.
What?
Yeah. I was in downtown Belleville for their St. Patty's Day parade. And I told you guys, a friend of ours got married on a float.
That's
on the
so cool.
Hibernian float.
Oh, wow.
And our friend performed the ceremony. He's a judge. And he ordered a special green robe. And it was in the paper. It was very cool. Mm-hmm. And of course, Fox 2 was there. They covered it. And you go to the comments and it's like, really, is this all the news you have? It's a cool story.
Yeah.
Crabby people.
Ugh. Don't read the comments.
I know. I like to read the comments, though. I like to hurt myself a little bit when it's a story about me. All right. Well, we've got your news with Debbie Monterey, your extended forecast. That's all after Lance and another look at your traffic.
Sponsored by Walgreens, north side of down.
I need some cash.
The 12K a day giveaway is back. This hour's code word is label, L-A-B-E-L. Text label to 72881 by the end of the hour. Message and data rates apply. Do not text and drive. You got plenty of time. For rules, visit y98.com. One randomly selected nationwide entrant will win $1,000.
All right, so I'm sure a lot of us on the show, Lance, did you fill out an NCAA bracket?
I do not have a bracket, no.
Do you ever do it?
Nope.
You're really not a team player, are you?
I kind of don't care about college basketball.
I don't care about it either. That's why I do it, because it's on so much, I'll actually care.
It makes you invested when you wouldn't otherwise care that much.
I guess going into this weekend, according to, I guess, the NCAA's different brackets that they got from ESPN, Yahoo, CBS Sports, there are only 25 perfect brackets. And then there were none. Perfect brackets, according to any of the places that you can send in your brackets.
Yeah, I can't imagine, mainly because of the first round.
Yep.
The Virginia. I had Virginia to win the whole thing.
Me too.
Most people did. That's what's crazy. Virginia wasn't just a number one seed. They were the one that most people picked to win.
Well, here's the deal with mine. So we have a dark horse category in each of the regions, which makes it a little more entertaining because you don't necessarily have to pick them to win a game, but you pick them, you circle them, and you get their seed points. And so if you pick a high number team with a large seed, you're going to get those points every single round they win.
Yep.
Like Loyola Chicago. That was my dark horse in one of the regions. And they're still in it, man. But here's the problem. I looked at my my bracket over the weekend as I was Xing and circling my winners. I didn't pick a winner of the thing.
The whole tournament?
Nope.
You just left it blank?
Yep.
Did you put in the score? Because the tiebreaker.
I put in the score. Against some team. I had Virginia going to the final game against, I don't even remember who.
Duke, maybe?
Maybe? No, I don't know. But anyway, I did not put a winner. And not only that, but on one of the regions, I randomly don't even have North Carolina State winning a game, but I bring them back to win like three games in a row.
I wonder if that counts.
I don't think they're in it anymore. It's ridiculous.
He brought them back.
I had them losing, and then I just decided to bring them back.
Why not?
That makes me feel better.
I even have Kansas. I had Kansas originally in there and then crossed them out and put NC State. But I never had NC State ever win. So I think we're going to all fare very well. And then Xavier went down last night, too. Another number one. Mm. And Tim, a little later when he talks about food stuff, we'll tell you about your free lunch you can get at Little Caesars. Weather today, a little chilly right now. It is 41. And here's Lance with another look at your traffic.
Sponsored by Walgreens.
Y98 with the Courtney and Company morning show. If you didn't hear the code word for this hour for $1,000 every hour in our 12K a day giveaway, the word is label. L-A-B-E-L. Text label to 72881. You have till the end of the hour to do so, and it could score you $1,000. We do it every hour from now until Paul Cook at 5:10. We'll have your last code word of the day. All right, so everyone's distracted because I sent everyone the IQ test that I took on Friday. And so I've got a distracted studio, stressed out. Kevin's done, though. Kevin's completed.
Yeah, nice,
yeah.
Kevin.
I got finished, and I'm disappointed with my score. And I was like, oh, that's what you have a chance to go back and look at your answers. But it's like it still doesn't tell you how they got there.
We were talking off the air, and I think the problem is concentration. I lose interest so fast. So you guys doing it throughout the show might help you.
I'm losing my mind. This is not any other. A Monday morning, a Monday morning IQ test is just not working for me.
And if you are wondering where Jen is this morning, she's taking a little spring break with her family, so she'll be gone all week. But if you haven't listened a while, that's Tim Convey. He has been on the show for a few weeks now. Good days, bad days. You know. No, he's been great. He's been great. Okay, so this story there's so many weird parts to this story. This Romanian court rejected a man's claim that he's alive after he was officially registered as deceased.
What?
Okay, so there's this guy, there's a 63-year-old guy named Constantine, and he lost this case went to the courts to say, I'm alive, and they said the ruling is already final and you appealed too late. He left to go to Turkey from Romania in 1992 for work. He lost contact with his Romanian family, including his wife.
What?
Yes. So in 92, he leaves for work. Hearing no news from her husband, the wife got a death certificate for him in 2016. I feel like she waited plenty.
No, come on. That's not very loyal. You got to stand by your guy.
I mean, even Helen Hunt ended up marrying someone after Castaway. So the Turkish authorities located this guy this year because he had expired papers. And they deported him back to Romania. When he arrived in Romania, he found out he had been declared dead. And so he went to court and they say, you know, they said no. So he said, I am officially dead. Although I am alive, I have no income. And because I'm listed as dead, I can't do anything.
Wow. So, so what does he do?
I don't know.
That's crazy.
Does he acknowledge that he ran away from his life? Did he think he was just going to show up and be like, hey, honey, I'm home?
I need a little more info on this guy.
Amazing.
I feel bad for him, but I don't feel bad for him. The wife's like, see? You got what you know, what is she going to do?
Absolutely. Yeah. And you kind of think maybe the courts went that way, too. They're like, dude, you can't just leave.
Leave your life. Leave your family.
Yeah.
I don't even know about kids.
Oh, his name's Constantine. It's got an air of mystery. He's got to play it up.
Right. That's right. All right. We've got Schmig coming up, and we've got the top selling tickets so far this year from StubHub as far as all the concerts that are happening this year. And I think we may have another Will Smith children growing up child, Blue Ivy. You know
really?
How Will and Jada's kids are a little
affected?
Yeah. Oh, just wait till you hear what Blue Ivy bid on some auction items over the weekend. We'll tell you about it in Schmig in about 6 minutes on Y98.
It's Entertainment Schmig.
All right, Black Panther showing no signs of giving up the top spot at the box office. Number one again this weekend with another $27 million.
Is that five weeks in a row?
5 weeks in a row.
Wow.
It has now earned $605.4 million. It is seventh place overall. And it's not far behind The Last Jedi.
Wow.
Worldwide, $1.2 billion. And the new Tomb Raider did pretty well. It came in number two, $23.5 million.
Ooh, I'll see that.
The big surprise, I can only imagine, it's that faith-based movie. That came in number three with 17.1. Love, Simon, I thought would do a little better. It came in number five with 11.5 million. And this is for more for Kevin than anyone else, but tickets for Avengers Infinity War went on sale Friday morning at 6 a.m. and within 6 hours broke the record for the fastest-selling superhero movie in the first 24 hours of pre-sales.
I believe
it. Insane. And when does it come out?
It comes out, they moved it up a week, April 27th, because, I mean, come on, Black Panther's going to continue to be number one, and then the next number one will be Avengers Infinity War.
And that's all we're going to be making for the rest of the time on Earth.
Yeah, superhero movies. That's great. And Kevin doesn't care. You're perfectly fine with that.
I'm very fine with that. In fact, if you go to Y98.com right now, check out the brand new trailer for Marvel's Infinity War.
Yeah.
Awesome. I gotta watch it. That came out recently?
Came out Friday. Yeah.
What's the earliest you've ever, how early have you ever bought tickets to see a movie?
I've never bought tickets early to see a movie.
Like, yeah, before 24 hours,
ever.
Right?
Right.
Never.
Never. No.
That's crazy.
People are excited about possibly seeing a glimpse on the trailer of Robert Downey Jr.'s Stark meeting Chris Pratt.
Yeah, they do.
Star-Lord.
It's great.
Ooh.
It's great.
But there's no sign of Hawkeye. I'm just reading what it says. Like, I don't know what any of it means.
No sign of Hawkeye. Right. Does that upset you, Courtney?
I don't know, but people are worried. It's maybe possible that he didn't make it out of the battle alive, is what they're saying.
Maybe. The battle? No. He didn't make it out of the battle?
Hey, what battle?
Courtney.
For the spoiler alert, from what I've read, some Avengers aren't going to make it out alive.
Because they're done with these characters, a lot of
the
actors are like,
they're going to reboot it.
Yeah. Crazy.
All right, let's move on to concerts. Last night, the Eagles performed here in St. Louis, Scott Trade Center, and StubHub just released their top 10 ticket sellers of 2018 so far. Eagles are on the list at number five. Number one, who's your guess, everyone?
This year, just 2018.
2018. It may be a farewell tour. Or may not, but that's what he's saying.
Oh, is it Elton John?
Elton John.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Elton John is number one. Number two, Bruce Springsteen.
Mm-hmm.
Three is Pink.
I was going to say, I bet my girl Pink's up there.
Just now she's your girl because you went to the show.
I loved it. I'm a Pink fan now.
Number four, Taylor Swift. And rounding out the top 10.
Sheeran's
number seven. Justin Timberlake, six. Foo Fighters, The Killers, and Billy Joel.
Wow.
The Killer surprises me a little bit on this list.
Me too.
They're that high, yeah.
Because when they were here, they were just at Chaffetz, and from what I understand, not so crowded, whereas all the other ones you named
are arenas.
The Scottrade and the Dome and stuff,
Snapchat's stock dropped again. You know, when first Kylie Jenner said she was done with Snapchat and it dropped, But after the Rihanna, Rihanna, they kind of made light of domestic abuse.
Yeah.
$800 million their stock dropped.
Wow.
Not good.
I don't think they're going to recover. I think they're done.
Well, it's also Instagram took what they did and they're doing it better.
Right. And they're not offending people like Snapchat.
And they don't have Rihanna, the coolest person in the world.
All right, I had a terrible tease for this story, but Will and Jada Pinkett Smith's kids, Willow and Jaden, they annoy people. And I'm worried that Blue Ivy may be the new Willow and Jaden Smith. Saturday, they were all at an auction that Beyonce's mom, Tina, put on. And it was an art auction.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there was an acrylic painting of a young Sidney Poitier.
Mm.
And Blue Ivy bid on it. She initially bid $17,000.
Whoa.
But then she went higher to $19,000. And after she raised her hand for $19,000, Jay-Z jokingly tried to stop her from continuing to bid. People laughed. It went viral. And they ended up saying on stage, $19,000 for Miss Blue, yes. Well, then Tyler Perry ended up getting the winning bid for $20,000.
Okay.
But yeah, she's bidding on artwork now. How old is she? Six. She's 6 years old.
Wow.
I don't think we're raising these children correctly.
No. An acrylic? Come on.
Okay, this made me laugh a little bit. They did the worst offender for showing smoking on TV.
Oh, yeah.
And Netflix leads. Stranger Things alone because of Hopper and Winona Ryder's character.
Mm-hmm.
They had 182 tobacco incidents.
Wow.
That's what it's called. But like I said, it's from those two. Walking Dead was next. They have cigarettes now?
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Where are they finding the smokes on The Walking Dead?
Zombies, they mow lawn, and they roll cigarettes.
Yes. 94 scenes showing tobacco use. And then there are four more Netflix shows. Orange is the New Black, which you mm-hmm. can understand. House of Cards, Making a Murderer, and are you ready for this? Fuller House. Who's smoking on Fuller House?
Who is smoking
Gibbler?
On Fuller House?
Is it Gibbler? Gibbler?
Gibbler sneaking cigs in the back.
That is Entertainment Schmig. More at 8:40 and a bunch of stuff online, including, we'll get to it, Ben Affleck's terrible back tattoo. We'll talk about that at 8:40 as well. Here's Lance with another look at your traffic.
Sponsored by Indeed.
Imagine Dragons on Y98. Still a lot to do on the show today. We'll have your next code word in the 12K a day giveaway coming in about 15 minutes. If you missed this hour's code word for $1,000, label, L-A-B-E-L, text label to 72881. You have about 5 minutes left. Everyone on the show, half the show drinks coffee. Lance does not drink coffee. He's a Coca-Cola guy.
Yeah, occasionally I'll have some coffee. Not very often.
You doing Coca-Cola in the morning?
I do Coca-Cola 24/7.
Oh, I respect that.
I used to. When I started in radio, I was a strictly Coca-Cola girl. Then I cut it out completely.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Regular Coke or Diet Coke?
Regular.
Good.
Regular, right, Lance?
Oh, yeah. Leaded.
Are you a can out of a can, fountain, glass bottle?
Not picky.
Really?
Mm-mm.
All right. I'm a glass bottle guy. GBCs, I call them.
GBC.
Glass bottle Coca-Cola. My whole family lives on them.
Yeah, you're either from a Coke family, too, or a Pepsi family.
I know.
And it can divide a relationship.
Oh, I know. We had cousins who were a Pepsi family, and there's, to this day, friction.
Yeah, you have to say, bring your own 2-liter over.
Right.
You're welcome to our party, but we're not supplying your Pepsi.
Yeah, we're not going to let that in our house.
Kevin's a newer coffee drinker.
Yeah, I mean, it was a long time. I mean, I used to do Mountain Dew. That was my wake up.
I thought you only drank new coffee. Like new kinds.
That's all. I just look for the newest on the market.
How long ago did you start drinking?
2 years, maybe?
Yeah, about 2 years ago. And it started as basically, sugar with coffee.
Mm-hmm.
And then it slowly just became black coffee. And then now it goes back to a little bit of milk and coffee. And that's how I start the day. And it's a lot. It's a giant, thermos.
It's a big turvis
mm-hmm.
full of coffee.
Right.
I had coffee for the first time just 3 or 4 years ago.
And
now I'll have it very rarely. It was good. And I got on a streak there for a while where I was one of those people. I had to have it. But I've faded out since.
Well, more people are drinking coffee than ever before. 64% of us now drink it daily. Mm. 79% of the people usually drink their coffee at home or work. I drink it here. I have my first cup here, but on the weekends at home. 36% have it only at a coffee shop or a restaurant. And then there's an overlap as well. But back in the mid-90s, it was under 50%. So it's, I think that the coffee places growing is why more people are drinking coffee.
Exactly. Right.
Absolutely.
For sure. I love a late. That's what we call them. The latte is pretty good. But it shows you, like, when you drink regular coffee, it's not as good.
Right.
Right.
And are you just useless without it?
I don't know. We could try it tomorrow.
Let's do that.
Experiment time.
I don't think I've ever tried it. Debbie has your news and your extended forecast, and that is all after Lance and your traffic.
Sponsored by Boost Mobile. What
about us? Tim Convey's Girl Pink.
That's right.
One of the highest grossing tours thus far this year.
By the way, I went to that show and I joked about how much my dad likes Pink, but I didn't invite him. I just didn't think he'd want to go. And he was pretty upset I didn't invite him.
I think it would have been cool to take your dad to see Pink.
I know. Now I kind of feel like a jerk.
You missed an opportunity, and then we could have gotten him on the air and had him give his review.
I know. I blew it. Next time.
Yeah. You got to think of the show all the time, Tim.
No, I will. I got to get my priorities
in order. It's all about the show.
I know.
All right. So this is a crazy story and a reminder to not look at your phone constantly all day long. There's a woman that is, she's 47, and she was traveling across China on a train last week. She was lying down on her side, looking at her phone. And she did not move from that position for an entire 20 hours.
How could you even do that?
Like, move a little bit. Uh-huh. I think that's got to be, who knows? I mean, is that for real?
I think anything you do for 20 hours straight
is not
going to work out.
Yeah. She got off the train in China, and she fainted on the platform. She was rushed to the hospital where surgeons found she had 2 life-threatening blood clots on her brain. The neurologist says it's because since she kept the same posture for too long, it compressed the blood vessels on the right side of her neck. They were able to remove the blood clots, and she's recovering. But when the reporters went in to interview her in the hospital, she was in bed staring at her phone. She might want to go to one of those retreats to unplug, maybe.
No kidding. That's terrible. So there are clots that existed just because she did that.
Like, she was... Like, you know, you get worried when you're sick and you lay in the same position for too long, something like that. And if you're on your plane, they tell you to get up and move a little.
Mm-hmm.
She was very engrossed in something. Facebook, Instagram, whatever it might
be. Binge-watching something.
Yes, yeah. Definitely.
I need some cash.
All right, it's time. 12K a day giveaway. All you have to do is text a word to 72881, and you have until the end of the hour to do that. And one randomly selected nationwide entrant's going to win a grand 12 times a day. This hour's code word is ARCH. ARCH. A-R-C-H. ARCH. Text that to 72881. Don't text and drive. For all the rules, go to Y98.com. And again, one randomly selected nationwide entrant is going to win a grand. ARCH is your code word. Text that to 72881. Here's Lance now with another look at your traffic.
And it's sponsored by AccountTemps. Let's start in the...
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.